Thank you for calling customer service. This is Crow. How may I help you?
What is this?
This is customer service. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, and I have something on my bank account, and it was just on December the 23rd. I don't even know what Standard School Garden is. We don't need a garden. We live in a condo. We don't have any land. What is Standard School Garden?
All right, ma'am. Can I start by getting your zip code so I can try to pull up your account and see what's going on?
92154.
Okay, can I have your first and last name?
My first name is Sheila, and my last name is Edwards.
All right, ma'am. So I do have an account pulled up under your name. Can I get you to verify the address for security purposes?
1270 Paseo Sea Breeze, Unit 23, San Diego, California, 92154.
All right, ma'am. So I do have your account pulling up. Just give me a couple of minutes while I load, okay?
Can you tell me what Standard School Garden is?
Well, ma'am, I'm part of a third-party customer service agency that services several different vendors, and some of the vendors do use different shop names to process their transactions. They could have processed your transaction underneath a different name by accident. But I do have your account loaded up now, and... Okay, are you calling about the charge of $39.99?
Yes, I wrote it down. But it says the name of it is Standard School Garden. I said, what is that?
All right, ma'am. So this charge was for the HeroBot app. Do you recall ordering, entering a sweepstakes to win a kitchenware set and paying a $7.95 shipping and handling fee? It was back in October.
Handling fee. That's the handling fee for $39.95 to enter a contest?
No, ma'am. I'm talking about the $7.95 one. Shipping and handling. It was back in October. And it's for the kitchenware set.
No. So why is it only $39.95 then?
All right, ma'am. Okay, so the original charge is $7.95. It's not $39.99. The $39.99 is for something else. I'm just trying to see if you recall ordering this kitchen set.
I don't remember, but you said it happened in October, and they're just now charging me December the 23rd?
Yes, ma'am. I'm not sure why it's just now charging you, but when you ordered the, when you ordered the cookware set, there were some terms and conditions on the website that said you had a 1 in 1,000 chance of winning. Now that I'm looking at it, it's a KitchenAid mixer. Do you recall that?
Oh, to win that. Mm-hmm. Yes, to win it. But you have to pay $7.95 just to win it.
Yes, ma'am. And you had a 1 in 1,000 chance of winning. But within the terms and conditions, it outlines that if you don't win, then you'll be charged for a later price of a membership. It also outlines that you'll be enrolled in a trial period for the app. And if you don't cancel your account within a certain amount of time, it'll charge you full price for the app. So you've been enrolled in the trial period for the app since October, but for some reason it just charged you. I'm not sure why.
But I have glaucoma in my eyes, so I probably couldn't have seen it anyway. The little part, I'm going to stop doing this. My daughter told me don't do that, but... You know, I was laying, I'm in the bed most of the time. But I don't know what this is. Okay, I'll just have to go to my bank.
Well, ma'am, I can go ahead and cancel this for you so they won't charge you any further. And I can also give you a 35% refund at the $39.99.
Okay, thank you so much.
No problem.
I'm going to be 74. But my eyesight is so bad, and I just said, oh, that would be nice for my daughter, probably. But anyway, I appreciate it.
No problem, ma'am. I do have your refund processing, and it should return to your account within 3 to 5 business days. And I do have everything on your account canceled, so they won't charge you any further.
Okay. Thank you, and Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and be safe.
You too, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem. Bye.